This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
Marketplace's Amy Scott has been following the progress of a school in Cincinnati, Ohio. Euler School tries to combine academic, health, and social services under one roof. The idea is that kids do better in school when their basic needs are met. Now that effort includes housing, too. Here's Amy.
On a quiet street in Cincinnati, Stephen Stanley sits on the front porch of a small beige house with white trim, remembering the first day he moved in.
That day, I have tears because that was the best day of my life and the kids. It was like relief off of them and relief off of me.
Relief because this was their home. That seemed impossible just 4 years ago. He was living on Social Security disability payments and food stamps and renting a rundown house with a sewage leak.
It was unsafe because of all the violence going on in there. I mean, the house was not very taken care of.
But then his landlord sold that house, and the new owner gave the family a month to get out. Steve was volunteering at Euler School and asked for help. Euler had a connection with Habitat for Humanity, which was building new houses a couple miles away. Before Steve knew it, he and Euler staff were spending every Saturday working on his future house.
I learned a lot of stuff, like painting, plumbing. I did siding for the house. Yeah, so I did all that.
He moved in 3 years ago, paying $350 a month on a zero-interest mortgage. His success prompted Euler to partner with Habitat in the school's own neighborhood, Lower Price Hill. The plan is to double the homeownership rate by rehabbing 7 abandoned houses there, including the one Steve was kicked out of. Ed Lee is president of Habitat's Cincinnati chapter. Standing in front of a construction site, he says every time children move, they can fall months behind in school.
We have a lot of kids that are moving 2, 3, 4 times a year after eviction, and you can imagine what that's doing to their educational progress.
All right, so story elements. We're going to review some major story elements.
Steve Stanley's oldest son, Stephen Jr., is a 6th grader at Euler. He sits quietly in class today, eyeing my big microphone skeptically. Principal Amy Randolph says she's noticed a difference.
I think he feels happier, and I think that it's just kind of nice that he's been able to have that stable family home.
It's also made a difference for little Steve's father.
I sat down to myself and I said, I can't live this life no more. I gotta go get a job.
Again, with help from Euler, Steve took classes to become a security guard and now has a full-time job at Euler School. In Cincinnati, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.